This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Finding Gobi by Dion Leonard, read by Brad Channer. Prologue. The camera crew finished up last night. Someone from the publisher arrives tomorrow. I can still feel the jet lag and other side effects of 41 hours of travel in my body. So Lucia and I have already decided to make this our first run of the year an easy one. Besides, it's not just the two of us we need to think about. There's Gobi to consider. We take it easy as we pass the pub, drop down beside Holyrood Palace and see the clear blue sky give way to the grassy mountain that dominates Edinburgh's skyline. Arthur's Seat. I've run up there more times than I can remember, and I know it can be brutal. The wind can be so strong in your face that it pushes you back. The hail can bite into your skin like knives. On days like those, I crave the 120-degree heat of the desert. But today there's no wind or hail. There's nothing brutal about the air as we climb, as if the mountain wants to show itself off in all its cloudless glory. As soon as we hit the grass, Gobi is transformed. This dog, that's small enough for me to carry under one arm, is turned into a raging...